Yeah.
Can you clarify that the point about Shankaraji translated as volitional formations? I presume it's the same volition that's involved with the Janishikama.
Yeah.
So even something which is below the level of sort of direct awareness, because you're not paying attention to it.
Yes.
And even though it's maybe not even voluntary, it's getting that attention.
Yes.
It's still a karma producing.
It's still karma producing. Oh yes, yeah, yeah. Which is a, you know, just in that last, you know, even if it's, you know, the thoughts and the feelings are moving through, there's results that come from that, and you know, people say and do things without really being able to see clearly or understand, but the volition is there, so it's a different. Again, I sort of mentioned that the difference between that use of the word intention and volition, because that investment in the volition, that moving forward, even if one isn't totally aware or in control of that, it still has power and has a yeah, we reap the fruits of it.
So just to maybe take it a little further, since the a lot of volitional formations are happening at this kind of conditioning and not fully aware level because of contact.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Something bumps into you and you get angry.
Yeah.
You're not sort of deciding to get angry. You're not choosing to get angry. Anger is just coming out.
Yes. Well, I mean, there is a point where, I mean, that's one of the things that they're starting to do a lot of these tests now. I mean, it's obviously their pool is pretty limited, but they're, you know, a lot of with this, what are the brain science that they're doing, trying to get how people who have actually trained their minds, how do they react? And it's shaking up mind science, because it's beyond. And that was something that His Holiness actually, this is quite a few years ago, where His Holiness actually made the suggestion to a pioneer in that field, Richie Davidson, of why don't you research the results of virtue? Why don't you research the minds of people who have some peace and compassion and see what, because the whole field has been dominated by pathologies of what's actually wrong with the mind. I mean, it's the whole kind of the big textbook on psychiatry is all about, you know, what can go wrong with the mind, and there's not much actual literature on what happens when you actually train a human mind. So that there are choices that can be made very early in that reactive process that undermine that those reactions or don't take. They don't take. They don't have a. And that's actually Ajahn Kunadamo left kind of a couple optional suttas, which he said sort of, well, this is the last one, but there's a couple. And I looked and sort of, okay, and it's the suttas around kind of unestablished or unsupported consciousness, which are interesting to look at as a possibility in human consciousness.
So one of the many questions.
Yeah.
The volitions that are involved unconsciously intended emotion, like an angry reaction.
Right.
It seems like that because of prior conditioning that was intentional, intentionally cultivating states to say love and kindness, it's possible to short circuit.
Yes.
The inner chain reaction.
Yes.
But the chain reaction itself is caught up with, let's say, volitions that aren't at the level of direct true apprehension.
Right.
The person who's experiencing them.
Right.
So most people are kind of walking around having all kinds of intentions, not realizing.
Yes. Yes.
So when the intentions cross the threshold between sort of like an interior mental event that's being experienced, and just using that as justification to do something or to say something,
mm-hmm.
is there a distinction between the intentions? Like, I mean, the karmic weight.
The karmic weight is, yes, 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 there is. The karmic weight of something that is not fully formulated, not clearly seen, is not as karmically potent as a fully formed intentions, like acting on, seeing anger, really identifying with that anger, and acting on in a really, say, vengeful or spiteful way, is much more karmically potent. That being said, there's also where the Buddha points to one of the because then say that the effect is very can be quite disastrous. But it's, and this is where the Buddha said, like that, with the three roots, greed, hatred, and delusion, the results of greed are not so bad, but it takes a long time, it takes a lot to undermine that, in terms of freeing oneself from greed. The results of anger are really bad. But it's easier to relinquish that as a root within the mind. Whereas like delusion, the results are bad and it's really hard to deal with. and of course, that's where the realm of maybe not fully formed, intended actions, intended consequences, are in more in the realm of kind of delusion and ignorance.
Unpersonalized,
yes. Yeah, and it's just so you're awash in a kind of a sea of confusion.